You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. You can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You can leave a voicemail. Voice note if you have the Civic Media app.
Yeah, go to the Civic, get to Civic Media app in your life, and you can text a show, you can call a show, but you can also send a voice text, and that will get directly to us. We, of course, will listen to it ahead of time, make sure it's A, in context, and B, FCC compliant.
That's important.
And if it's all those things, then we will play it, we'll possibly play it on the show, and we can hear from you. But make sure when you do that, give us your first name. Tell us where you're calling from or voice noting from, and tell us how you're listening, whether it's the app or whether it's terrestrial radio. We just want to know more about your experience. That this is not us saying, like, give us your information.
No.
It's just, you know, get the Civic Media app in your life. It's absolutely free. And man, you can leave those comments on the live stream.
You can.
Holy.
Absolutely. And if you have the app.
Yeah.
And you should have the app.
Get the app.
You can take part in Free Ticket Fridays.
What's that, Jane?
This coming Friday, you will have five chances to get in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Mm-hmm. So Friday morning, starting with Pat Kreitlow from 6 to 9, then our show from 9 to 11, Tom Hartman 11 to 2, Todd 2 to 4, and Maggie Dawn 4 to 6. Each of us will have a keyword for you on Friday. When you hear that keyword, text it in via the app. And again, you're in the running for that four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Free Ticket Fridays back across Civic Media. Wanted to spend a little time on this, and I'm very curious how folks feel.
Yeah.
This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Hannah Kirby with the byline. Wisconsin's richest person, Diane Hendricks, and her daughter are betting in Beloit in a new A&E home renovation TV show.
If there's anyone here listening to us in Beloit or the Beloit area, I'd love to hear from you if you've already heard about this. We're going to talk about it, but I just want to get their opinion, especially because I have opinions on these shows. So,
like Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
Yeah.
That was huge on ABC.
Yes, and there were huge problems with that show as well. But this is something of the same idea in the vein of the house flipping rehab
things.
Yeah, that's one of the ways she made a lot of money doing this back in the day. Diane Hendricks, this is in her wheelhouse.
Oh yeah, for sure, absolutely. In 2017, Diane Hendricks had gone to great lengths to help Beloit turn a corner. She has invested a lot of money in that city. She has.
Mm-hmm.
She and her husband several decades ago went from flipping homes. Mm-hmm. To transforming a heavy manufacturing complex into what is now the massive Ironworks campus. So, again, she's trying to help revitalize Beloit, which, since probably the 80s, has seen the same kind of, you know, jobs leaving and folks leaving and running into problems. But as you had mentioned, with some of these home rehab shows, and they're so big right now, I am obsessed with them, but they can really alter the real estate values in these neighborhoods.
Well,
so it's on the one hand, it's good. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, are you pricing locals out then of this market?
And I think that I think that second question is a vehement yes. I mean, you take a house that maybe could be sold for $100,000, $150,000. These are blighted homes too. I will include the trailer to the show. That gives you an idea of what they're working with. They're not just going into a house that looks okay and making it look spectacular. They're demolishing.
Real dilapidated homes.
Yeah, and that's, no, it's not fine, honestly, because what they're doing is they're going in with purpose to make it a house that may be worth $100,000, if not less, to a house that's probably going to be sold for anywhere between $300,000 to $400,000. And it's going to be, it's going to up the property value, which, but it also ups the property taxes for the people around them. And will someone, just a regular folks in Beloit, be able to afford those homes? If not, people who want to buy a really high fashion home aren't moving to Beloit.
It's a conundrum. It is. I mean, yes. On the one hand, do you just let these properties fall down? That doesn't seem to be a good idea either.
This is just me. I mean, I'm not worth billions of dollars. I'm sorry, America. I'm not good enough because I'm not worth billions. But there are ways of doing projects of rehabbing homes and helping out communities that, one, aren't on TV. This is all for show. You watch, it's another reality show where people are squabbling and complaining, and they're all rich, so I don't care about their lives, honestly, because their lives are perfect. But these folks, like, you really want to help? You really want to help? Then build homes or rehab homes and get them into the hands of those who need some help.
Well, like a Habitat for Humanity.
Get a first-time home buyers program going. I mean, if you read the story, which will be in the show notes, you will see the vast amount of companies that Diane Hendricks and her family are a part of. And I feel like somewhere in there can be a program where you can say, hey, are you a first-time home buyer? We want to help you get into a home, and we're going to do these programs. You will still be on the hook to pay for them. You'll still be on the hook. But let's make it a little bit easier. Not just say, oh, this house is about to fall over. Let's turn it into $500,000 McMansion, and let's see who will buy it.
There is a trailer up on YouTube, as you had mentioned, and we will include that in our show notes if you want to check it out afterwards. Civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. Click on shows, go to Matt Nair on Air, and there's an archive of at least 100 shows. But on the YouTube channel where this promo aired, bunch of different comments coming in, sampling again in this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article. Thank you, Diane, for investing in these homes that otherwise would be collapsed and condemned. It would be wonderful if these homes draw a few people who would otherwise have lived in Janesville or Roscoe, people who will pay property taxes, buy things downtown, and contribute it to our community. Shaking my head in a different comment, this is exactly why people actually from Beloit can't afford to live here, because they're trying to glamorize this like it's Hollywood. Those of us that were born and raised in Beloit want this to stop. We need affordable housing.
Yeah, affordable housing. And that's a great program. That's a great thing to be a part of. Also, you know, it's the notion that, you know, getting people from Janesville or Afton, where Diane Hendricks actually lives. She doesn't live in Beloit. And I can't imagine that the community on the whole is really going to enjoy this, because Extreme Home Makeover is a great example of neighborhoods, HOAs, municipalities seeing massive changes in property taxes, massive changes in property value. And it's nothing wrong with your property going up in value, but when the families that you build the homes for have to sell them 5 years down the road because they can't afford the taxes. They didn't ask for a jungle gym to be put into the kids' bedroom. They just wanted a home that would suit them. This is a vanity project. This is to get their name out there. This is to put a nice face on the fact that Diane Hendricks has tried for and succeeded in crushing unions in Wisconsin. She puts on a nice face. It's wonderful. She spoke at the RNC. She's just a regular old business lady who's worth $21 billion. This is a vanity project.
Betting on Beloit will premiere on July 12th on A&E. With back-to-back episodes, they will also be available the next day on the A&E website and on demand. Will you be watching Betting on Beloit? 855-752-4842. Diane Hendricks' daughter is the one who's going to be spearheading this. She apparently married a plumber, so they're going to be featured very, very frequently.
It seems like they're the stars.
Yeah, they're the stars.
And in the trailer, there's already tension that they build between Kanya, that's her name, Kanya, and her mother. And I have a feeling that I would like to know, if this is just me being snarky, because I'm snarky. Livestream knows that. I'm snarky. I'd like to know if Kanya married a plumber, or if she married a guy who owned a multi-million-dollar plumbing company. Exactly. Like, you know, it's nothing new. We see this all the time. And billionaires trying to make themselves of the people.
More approachable.
There's other ways of doing it. There's ways of giving away your money and helping people without the camera on you.
Again, Diane Hendricks has invested a lot in Beloit. Yeah. She has. She helped rehab this building that was kind of a hub for new businesses and stuff like that. So, I mean, I do want to give her props where they're due, because she has invested money in that community. But again, whether or not this is the best way to do that, is a good question. Todd from De Pere, listening on WGBW in Green Bay, says they should do a Where Are They Now segment for the Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
They have. It's on YouTube. I've watched many of them. Yeah, you see, these are families who are, you know, have moved out of the house, have sold the house, have to get second jobs. It's not the great thing. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, kind of Extreme Home Makeover had to tone down what they were doing. They got into the business of just remodeling homes, because in the first few seasons it was
helping out folks who needed help.
It was about television. They were building like these fantastical homes with all these ridiculous features. Like, they put a hot tub in someone's bedroom. Do you know how much it takes to upkeep a hot tub? A hot tub they didn't ask for. But like, it's just that there are cause and effects on these shows, and it's about good television. You said yourself, you watch these shows. You wouldn't watch a show if it was just a guy going, I'm just going to redo this bathroom right now.
Well, but maybe I'm a little bit different, because when I watch home remodeling shows, mm-hmm. I watch the very beginning where they talk about the property and what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And then I skip through all of the work and I go to the very end where they do the reveal.
Okay. So you just watch a recap.
Because I don't care about the fighting that the couple does.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And honestly, I would love to watch a show saying, hey, for this month on this show, or this whole season, we're going to be redoing this home. And in this show, we'll show you tips. We'll show you how to
on
caulk
how
your bathroom.
On how to.
But that's not good television. And also, I know you want to give Diane Hendricks credit for helping out the city. I want to give her credit for also giving hundreds of millions of dollars to politicians who want to crush unions, crush freedoms, and just basically make it an oligarchy type country. And I know the live stream hates that comment, but
she's no Elon.
She's no Elon, but she's getting there, baby.
Betting on Beloit.
Let's see how long it's on the air.
That will be interesting. Yeah. I don't know how many episodes they have done.
Yeah.
Because again, they're obviously in the can already, or we wouldn't be talking about the premiere coming up in July. So it remains to be seen how many episodes of Betting on Beloit will air.
I'll
check it out.
There are just so many shows, though, too, of that type. Like, opinions aside, there are so many shows about home repair and home remodeling and selling. And, you know, there's one about where they remodel the home completely and the owners say, we'll either keep it or list it.
Oh, Love It or List It.
There it is. Okay.
I watched that one.
No, you watched
the
first act of the third act.
And then I watched the end. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, I don't like the fake back and forth between the rehabbers and there's always, it's so formulaic. At some point during the home rehab, it's like, oh, here's a problem we didn't foresee.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no floor.
They're never going to get the house done in time.
Yeah, exactly.
But then at the last second, Jane,
they do.
The house is done in time.
It's amazing.
The best is when the reveal happens and one of the two owners is like, oh,
that's what you did.
This is a great color choice I didn't want.
All right. We got a break coming up. When we come back on the other side, some grocery stores are closing in the Milwaukee area. I want to give you a little heads up about that. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter after 10:30 news. The segment we call Audio Sorbet, where we try and lighten things up a little bit, take a breath, get away from the news. Today, do you rhubarb? People have very strong opinions.
I didn't know that.
About rhubarb.
No idea.
Oh, yes. Very, very strong opinions.
All right.
And it's rhubarb season. So do you rhubarb? That's coming up after 10:30. I know, world-shattering things.
Hey, it's Audio Sorbet. We're just trying to get in people's ears and clean them out.
Clean them up. Give you a little break. And then we're going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Polly Wants a Beep edition. Stick around for that. Did want to share this with you because certainly for people who live in Milwaukee County in the Milwaukee area, this is going to be a pain in the neck. The parent company of Pick and Save is closing a whole bunch of stores around the country, and now they have announced that they will be shutting down 5 stores in the Milwaukee area. The one on Silver Spring in Glendale, one on South 27th, North 35th in Milwaukee, the one on Chicago Avenue in South Milwaukee, and the one on Ryan Road in Oak Creek. The closure is part of a restructuring effort by Kroger, who owns Pick and Save and Metro Market. Kroger says it will close 60 of its stores across the country over the next 18 months.
I'm of two minds with this.
Yeah.
One is that depending on where those stores are, they only lend to food deserts for people because there are just some folks out there who don't have access to fresh fruits and vegetables and groceries. They have to go to the corner store to get what they think is a meal. And a lot of times that's soda and snacks. But also, since especially the pandemic, not only the ways of shopping that are available,
There's a lot more online options now.
But there's a lot more options, too. I mean, you can buy your groceries at Amazon, Walmart, Target, Pick and Save, Aldi, Festival. I mean, I'm sure some of these I would mention are Kroger brand. Kroger owns, I think, at least 20 stores across the country, store names. So, like, part of me is sad because people are going to lose their jobs.
Yes.
And people are not going to have as much maybe access to groceries as before, but also that I'm surprised it took this long because it just is kind of where we've been going, especially with Instacart, just being able to have someone drop at your house or drive up to their front door and they put it
and just do it that way.
I mean, there might be grocery stores that are pickup only coming soon. Cause that way you don't minimize your staff.
Yeah.
Maximize your profits.
That's an interesting point. I have never used any of those services. Mm-hmm. I've never used DoorDash. I've never used Instacart. I just would prefer to go pick up my own stuff, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we have used Instacart. I'm not a fan of the delivery systems and DoorDash is a little different. Well, actually nowadays they'll get you anything, but I have never been big on, especially like the Grubhubs and DoorDashes. Cause it's like, you know, oh, I want a cheeseburger, some fries, and a soda. Well, that's cool. That costs $11, but the delivery charge is like $6. I'll just get in my car and go. But, you know, we have people put the stuff in our car and
do it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not alone. I'm sure a lot of folks do that. Eeyore on the live stream says, Kroger said that all employees will be offered jobs at surrounding stores. Thank you for that, Eeyore.
There you go.
But again, for folks who shop in that area, this is from WISN. Darren Hill, who shops at the Ryan Road Pick and Save, says this is disappointing. I did read about it in the news. I wasn't sure if this was one of them, but it is. Maybe my next choice is also going to be closed. And another guy they talked to at the Pick on 35th Street said he doesn't have a second choice.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about when it comes to
those food deserts.
And a question on the live stream, and I wanted to clarify, is yes, where does Instacart get the food from? I understand what that question's about. I'm talking about as supermarkets see more people not coming into the physical store themselves and seeing that delivery systems are more popular, that means they can shrink their workforce staff. And because they know, and we've seen restaurants partner with Grubhub and DoorDash. And then, so you may see Kroger partnering with Instacart to say, we are now an Instacart store and blah, blah, blah. So that's where I wanted to clarify that. It's like, I understand where they get the food from, but it's also about all those employees that may be doing a job that doesn't directly impact that bottom line.
We were talking about Kroger, which owns Pick and Saves and many other brands across the country. Pick and Save's going to be shutting down in Wisconsin, the one on Silver Spring in Glendale, on South 27th and North 35th in Milwaukee, South Chicago in South Milwaukee, and then the one on Ryan Road in Oak Creek. The closure is part of a restructuring by Kroger, which will close 60 of its stores nationwide over the next 18 months. But again, as Eeyore said, that Kroger did say that the workers at those affected stores will be offered jobs at other stores.
That's good. Good on Kroger then for that. And for now, I mean, we'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, that's at least that they can breathe a sigh.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Have a little bit there. But again, it's going to require some adjustments for folks. For myself, I am very much a creature of habit,
mm-hmm.
and I like my store.
What's your store?
It's Metcalf's in Wauwatosa.
There you go. I mean, we.
I'd like the checkout people.
We go to the festival. We go to the Aldi and the Pick and Save. We're lucky. We have a ton of grocery stores around us.
So you have a lot of access.
We have a lot of access. If they close one, we don't have to go far. But yeah, I understand that. You know, it can count on you. And Metcalf's is, that's fancy.
They have groceries. We have news coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. Audio survey coming up on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Caliente on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We got baseball coming up later on today. Our broadcast starts at 6:05 as the Brewers host the Pirates. You can listen to the game on terrestrial radio on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. The Brewers hosting the Pirates. Our broadcast starts tonight at 6:05. We have This Shouldn't Be a Thing coming up to wrap up the show in just a little bit. Today it is the Polly Wants a Beep edition. Stick around for that. Right now, though, it is the segment that we call Audio Sorbet.
It's here.
It is here, where we take a breath, get away from the news a little bit, talk about sillier things.
Mm-hmm.
Today, do you rhubarb? 855-752-4842. Feelings on rhubarb.
You know what I'm going to do? This is getting its own banner today. It's getting its own banner on the live stream.
Wisconsin Public Radio has an article by Clara Newpert, The Many Worldly Wonders of Rhubarb.
Okay.
Do you rhubarb? 855-752-4842. This is something we absolutely did as kids. We had a rhubarb patch in the backyard, and Mom would cut the stalks, and then we would sit on the front porch with a bowl of sugar and eat our stalks of rhubarb.
So that's where so when you talked about this earlier in the show, I was, because when you posed the question to me this morning, I went into, I eat rhubarb pie, there's strawberry rhubarb. Strawberry rhubarb on anything with ice cream, pie, cake, that kind of.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. Lovely, lovely taste of sweet and tart together. No, that's not what you were talking about. You're talking about sitting on the front porch, just dipping rhubarb into sugar and snapping it up and having a snack with the friends.
Boy, I tell you, it'll wake you up, that's for sure. Whoa! But see, this expands into, I think if you are not willing to eat a stalk of rhubarb by dipping it in sugar, then strawberry rhubarb pie isn't going to do it for you either.
What?
I think if you don't like rhubarb, you just don't like rhubarb.
Oh,
you can try and dress up rhubarb. You can do all kinds of magical things to rhubarb. And if you don't like it, there's no way you can zhuzh it enough.
I don't disagree with you. But like, that's the thing is I never having rhubarb alone, I don't know how tart it is.
Oh, it'll.
Yeah. So I probably wouldn't eat it like, you know, a popsicle with my buds, but. Yeah, it was like, no, I just thought we were talking about just rhubarb in general,
no,
not
it's just rhubarb overall.
The concept of rhubarbing. No.
Will you eat rhubarb? Sarah from Green Bay listening on WGBW. I love rhubarb with salt.
Interesting.
Never tried it with salt, Sarah. That's really fascinating.
Tart with salt.
Brian from Marinette, listening in Green Bay on WGBW. If you have to add strawberries to make it edible, why ruin the strawberry?
See, that's okay. That is what I love about Audio Sorbet. WBA, are you listening? Is it brings out all the comments and opinions when we're like, oh, do you rhubarb? They're like, they're just, you know, those controversial statements, those the hard takes.
Yeah.
Like the bagel conversation.
Oh, I know, the toasted bagels. Ooh.
That inside and outside the company. But yeah, I mean, I love rhubarb, but I only know it
in certain paired. In a form.
So I guess what I might have to do is find some rhubarb and just crack down on some. I'm going to try it with salt and with sugar and salt now separately. But this is very, because you know me, I put hot sauce on my grits and my oatmeal.
That's
I don't put any sweet on my grits or my oatmeal. I like my
a little savory. I love savory.
I love savory and spice.
Do you rhubarb? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Ollie from the Northwoods is on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Feelings on rhubarb?
I love rhubarb. I like the real thin, dark red ones the best, and nothing on them, just straight rhubarb. And also, we didn't grow up, but my mother grew up on the farm in northern Minnesota, and rhubarb sauce was served just about every time you went to visit somebody. Rhubarb sauce and toast or bread.
Oh, rhubarb sauce, like a jelly.
So a jelly, essentially, or a jam.
Or
it was in a bowl, just a sauce.
It was like applesauce.
Yes, yeah. You didn't go visit anybody without getting something served to you. That was the only polite way. And rhubarb sauce was something they always had plenty of.
Yep, my mother used to, that's so funny, Ollie. I hadn't thought about that in a long time. She used to make that rhubarb sauce. It's almost like, boy, if that's what people put out when you come to visit, they don't want you to stay very long.
That's like when someone's like, is like, Merry Christmas, here's a fruitcake. You're like, oh, we're not friends anymore.
Oh, yes,
okay,
you don't
cool.
Really like me.
Eeyore on the live stream says its leaves are poison. All right, well, we're not eating the leaves, we're just eating the rhubarb.
Appreciate
dude.
It, Ollie. Thanks, Ollie. For the reminder about the rhubarb sauce. I forgot about that.
Took you back in time, didn't it?
It really did. John from West Bend listening on WAUK, there is nothing in the world that can make rhubarb edible.
See?
People have strong feelings.
Audio sorbet really, every time we do audio sorbet, whether it's spoken or unspoken, we all think the same thing. Is anyone going to care about this? Are we getting too esoteric? Is it too specific of a question? And you all never disappoint. You have hard opinions that are generally pretty hilarious.
It's wonderful.
I mean, there is nothing in the world that can make rhubarb edible. John from West Bend, throw in the rhubarb in the ground saying, challenge me, folks.
Hey. You are entitled to your position on rhubarb.
Oh, did you read Roger's text?
Roger from Stevens Point. I once received a jar of what I thought was raspberry jam. Instead, it was raspberry Jell-O mix with rhubarb. It was quite good.
Oh, okay. I only read up to a certain point.
Thought he got suckered in, believing it was raspberry.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, raspberry too is quite tart. So I mean.
855-752-4842. Rhubarb, do you? 855-75-CIVIC. Last year I went to the West Dallas Farmers Market, and they had rhubarb.
Yeah.
And so I came home, and I made a rhubarb crisp.
Oh.
That my mom used to do.
I love crisps.
But again, there's so much sugar and so much butter, it's kind of hard to go wrong.
Yeah.
You could probably put rocks in there if they were small. And it would be with a little brown sugar on top. Who's going to notice?
Okay. Again, live stream, dude. I didn't fact check whether or not rhubarb leaves are poison. Someone on the live stream said it. I'm not like, are you okay? That's what I want to know. I'll hug you if you need to. This is getting weird. But yeah, I'll tell you what. Consult your doctor. I am not one. If you want to eat rhubarb leaves, I would say no, even if they're toxic or poisonous. Doesn't sound good at all. So there you go.
We never, I mean, again, we grew up munching on rhubarb stalks, not the leaves.
No.
And there's all kinds of leaves that you shouldn't be eating.
I feel like I missed out on a portion. I feel like if you asked 10 Wisconsinites over the age of 40, if they ate rhubarb as kids, I bet you at least 7 to 8 would say, yeah. And I'm the 1, 2, or 3 who was like, no.
Never, no.
No.
Calvin, what about you as our resident young person?
I have only ever had it a single time. When you made that rhubarb, did you bring any in to work?
I did not.
Okay, well then that wasn't it. I had a strawberry rhubarb pie at one point, And I remember liking it, but I think it was more so the strawberries. Than the rhubarb.
Because rhubarb is very, very tart.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sour.
Yeah. It's
And that's why you have to add a whole bunch of sugar.
So do you... Well, okay. All right. Then the question I have is, Jane, do you even like rhubarb then? Or do you like sugar?
Well, I love sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But I like rhubarb.
Yeah.
I do. I like it in a crisp or a pie or even again...
With sugar and butter.
Yes, with all the good crumbles. Things on it.
And apparently rocks. You said rocks, Jane. Jane loves rocks in her pies.
They're really small.
Oh my gosh. That was called sarcasm.
Adam from Oregon, listening in Madison on WXCO, says there is a plant that looks exactly like rhubarb that is poisonous.
Oh boy.
All right.
Is it called boobarb?
I don't think so. Do you rhubarb... 855-752-4842. The many worldly wonders of rhubarb.
If you have a rhubarb recipe, we could do this. We could have a rhubarb a month down the road. We could just like make some rhubarb stuff and
a couple tips. If you have rhubarb, don't harvest it in the first year. Harvest lightly in year two. From then on, you can harvest up to a third. Rhubarb is most tender and flavorful in spring and early summer. Pick stalks with good crimson coloring, 8 to 15 inches long, and don't eat the leaves.
Because they're either slightly toxic or complete poison.
They're poisonous. This is according to WPR.
Well, they're just liberal trash.
From this article, the many worldly wonders of rhubarb, Clara Newport. We will include this in our show notes if you would like to learn more about the amazingness of rhubarb.
Were we paid by Big Rhubarb for this segment?
Did you know that there was Big Rhubarb? Big Roo.
Big Barb.
Yeah, Big Barb is out there, and yes, they're going to be sponsoring our show soon.
It's not going to be money. It's going to be a pile of rhubarb just at the front door of the studio.
Yeah, just big stalks. They just drop off the stalks.
Well, now I'm getting hungry, and now I want like a dessert. A crumble or a crisp. I love oh my gosh. When you said crisp, like those two, crumbles and crisp, when you like a bowl and you just, oh my gosh.
Well, and really all you need are oats and butter and sugar to make a crisp. That's essentially, that's kind of all it. Sugar is
wonderful.
Yeah, it's really bad for us.
What do you say to people when they're like, I've cut sugar out of my diet?
How do you live? Sugar is in practically everything. Which is really challenging.
Oh yeah, now, I've talked to people about that. It's like I'd rather try to be vegan again, or I'd rather be vegan again and cut out all meat than try to get rid of all sugar, because it just seems an impossible task.
I mean, it's in tomato, it's in salad dressing, it's in ketchup, it's in everything.
Karen on the live stream, blueberry rhubarb jam is so yummy. Now that
appeals
sounds
to you.
Amazing on toast. Karen, for the win on the live stream today, blueberry rhubarb. And gosh, I'm just so. We're gonna have a rhubarb festival.
Lori from Hayward gets the final word here as we wrap this up. Mm-hmm. Rhubarb leaves are definitely toxic to humans, so don't eat them. I make rhubarb sauce at home and sometimes put in liquid flavoring that is raspberry, and it's delicious. So rhubarb just needs friends, is essentially where we are.
Hey everybody,
the
listening.
Lonely rhubarb.
Everyone listening out there, you know, can you befriend a rhubarb? Can you hug it? Can you just talk to me? Like, hey, are you okay?
Take advantage.
Have
of
a little sugar
while it's out there. Just sit on the front stoop, dip it in there. Have a little rhubarb.
Share it with a friend.
All right. When we return, we're going to wrap it up with this. Shouldn't be a thing. Polly wants a beep edition. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up tomorrow, it is Wednesday. We're going to talk to our friend at the Better Business Bureau, Lisa Schiller, is going to be here talking about the latest scams.
This one's on passports.
Yeah, this is on passports, which is not good. And there's all kinds of, there are so many.
Yes.
There are so many scams. It's kind of hard to keep up, which is why we like to talk to Lisa.
And one thing we like to always discuss, too, is that traditionally we think of, oh, there are scams out there. Older folks out there doing it. No, these scams affect a lot of different people. Young people, old people, tech savvy people.
You name it.
Yeah. It's just about when you're catching them and what you're selling.
Yeah. So Lisa Schiller will be here tomorrow in hour number one. I hope you can join us for that. A couple of texts I wanted to get to when we were talking about rhubarb for audio sorbet right before we went to the break. Kirk from Eau Claire says rhubarb and gin. Rhubarb cooked, mashed, and strained. Add juices to gin or vodka with ice. Similar to a mojito or a robito. Rhubarb.
Yeah, no, I got it. I got it, Jane. Mm-hmm.
And then, hey, guys, I was just listening to the rhubarb conversation. I was raised on a farm in Caledonia. And I tell you what, some of the very, very best rhubarb, we did not eat the leaves. We wore them like hats. But rhubarb and strawberry pies are to die for. Throw that out there, Sia. Thank you so much for that.
And that was actually, that was actually sent as a voice note. We didn't get a chance to listen to that.
Appreciate that.
But yeah, you can send us voice notes. But yeah, rhubarb, multifunctional, I guess. Fashionable and functional.
And versatile. And versatile. All right, it's getting late, Calvin. 10:55, just about. That means it's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This once again, credit going to Ben Hooper, our favorite from UPI. The headline reads, Rescue Seeking Forever Home for Parrot with R-rated Vocabulary. A Rhode Island animal rescue group seeking a new home for a 20-year-old parrot with a vocabulary politely described as rated R. Forever Paws Animal Shelter in Fall River, Rhode Island, put on social media that the bird named Hendrix came from a food where he was not being properly cared for. Aww. He lost most of his feathers because of malnutrition. So those are all growing back. He's been on a much healthier diet. But the warning is, if you adopt Hendrix, you're basically adopting Samuel L. Jackson. I just think of Samuel L. Jackson from Pulp Fiction is who I think of.
I just want to make so many jokes and I can't because none of them, I'll get fired.
Well, don't do that.
I'm not going to.
The rescue explained that Hendrix the bird's vocabulary is largely made up of curse words and slurs.
Oh,
sometimes
God.
When you give him something, he'll say thank you. If you call him a pretty bird, he'll say thank you. He'll say good morning, baby. But that's as far as the niceties go. The rest of it is slurs, curses, and things I cannot repeat on camera.
Oh, my God.
They were very emphatic on their social media post. This bird is rated R. Parental advisory required. A real Sour Patch Kid. If one side was sugar and the other side was arsenic.
I mean, honestly, like, it's one thing if they're swearing. I have vivid memories of my grandfather living with us when we were a kid, and we had a bird. We had a cockatiel named Cricket, and he would stand in front of its cage every day and just say the same three curse words, trying to get him.
Your grandpa?
My grandfather, classy fella, Buck Bock. I miss you. But like the slurs thing just is like, what? Does that count as like mistreatment? Because I just feel like, you know, it's like, I want a non-woke parrot.
Somebody thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Somebody thought it was funny. Despite the potty-mouthed parrot's bad manners, the rescue says it's already gotten over 50 adoption applications.
Oh, yay!
And now they are in the process of choosing Hendrix's new home.
Oh, that's great. They'll probably get a YouTube channel where everyone's going to watch it.
I think they should call him Samuel L. Jackson from now on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just rename him. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have news coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, our friend and colleague Todd Alba from 2 to 4, the wonderful Maggie Dawn 4 to 6, and Peach Wabba with Nightlight.
But after Pete Schwabba, the fun doesn't stop after
that. It does not stop.
There are amazing programs after Pete Schwabba as well. And we tell you please tune into those as well. It's Rational Revolution. Now everything that comes on after that is blanking for me, and I apologize. Busted Pencils, I believe. But you can also find all of those shows as well as ours on civicmedia.us/shows, and you can subscribe to our shows as a podcast.
We'd really appreciate
that. We'd love that.
Yeah, we would love that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers, because without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We got news coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.